2020 Mazda CX-9 is designed to elevate every moment with a sophisticated SUV experience. Stunningly crafted with three-row seating, including second-row captain's chairs. Book a test drive at Mazda.ca.
This is ContactTalkRadio.com, consciousness in action, and you are taking action into your consciousness by tuning into Contact Talk Radio.
And on TuneIn.com, Hing.fm, and UpSnap Mobile.
Contact Talk Radio.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Good afternoon and welcome. It's my delight to spend the next hour with you on Contact Talk Radio. My name is Suze, and today we're flipping the switch. And as we always do on Thursdays and have done for the last 3 years, the phone lines are open, 877-230-3062. But today's a little bit of a different show. Today's topic is welcoming change. And that sometimes is hard for people, especially during this time of tradition, often around the holiday season, welcoming change, welcoming newness, and we're going to repattern together. Today's a bit of a bittersweet for me, and mostly just a bit of a leaving time. This is my final live show on Contact Talk Radio, so if you've been thinking that you would like to phone in and repattern and you'll do it some other day, today is the day. The phone lines are open. And I would love to chat with you and love to repattern with you or hear some reflections on how belief repatterning has supported you and any questions that you have around the technique or whatever else. So the reason that I'm leaving Contact Radio is not that I'm leaving Contact Talk Radio. It's that I've decided to take a break from doing live radio shows. It's been 4 years of a weekly radio show, and that's a huge commitment in time and energy and focus. And I've really, really enjoyed my time doing it, but I'm finding that I'm really wanting to explore some other things. All of the shows that I've done are archived, and they're available to you to listen at your heart's content. And they will stay there and still available and available from the Contact Talk radio website, but also available from your usual suspect places, like the link from our newsletter, iTunes. We don't have any control on how long iTunes will hold them. And so if that's the way you're getting them, you may want to investigate another way to tap in. One of the best ways is with the 365 app. And that 365 app, it's a cute little app, $4.99. And what it'll do is send you a message from me every day. And on there, there's also a link to the radio show archives. So from your device, from your mobile phone, you can just click on that and there you are. So there are two more new shows coming up, one December the 24th and one December the 31st. But those are pre-records because of the holidays. So today is the last one live for a bit. I've so enjoyed my time on CTR Network and the opportunity I've had to share belief repatterning with all the wonderful listeners. And I'd love to reconnect or connect with you today, hear your stories. And I'm excited to be offering Flip Your Switch experiential weekends in Calgary. And you, yes, you are welcome to join us. The next one is in January. It's fully booked. But the one following that, April the 8th to 10th, we have 110 seats available. Probably we're down to 98 or something, because I know there's a few people that were going to come in January have moved to the April one. This is a complimentary 2.5-day experiential weekend. And here's why. What I'm wanting to do is give people the experience of belief repatterning. It's one of those things that you dip your toe in, and it's pretty amazing. But when you really fully immerse yourself, when you really give in to that way of being, where you become honest with yourself, hold yourself in a responsible, loving way to rise up to the next place where you want to be, then the magic really starts to happen. And what you want manifests quickly and with great delight. So whether you're wanting a stronger relationship, more calm way of being, more abundance in your life, maybe more free time, a better career, whatever it is that you want, the way that you think about it will help or detract from you manifesting it. So we are offering this experiential weekend. We'll do another one probably in August. We haven't got the date exactly firmed up with the hotel yet. But my intention is to do 4 of these a year. One of the reasons is because I want people to experience the full deal. Just dipping your toe in, it's a little bit of a taste. But when you really experience it full on, you will see how when you connect body, mind, and spirit, you can fly. And it's really, really an astonishing experience when you feel the power of your own thoughts to manifest what it is that you desire and then begin to see it happening and watching it happen around the room with others as they're experiencing it. We had our first one in October and it was a huge success. And so let me tell you how you can be part of this. Basically, as I said, it's a complimentary weekend. And so we do ask for a credit card, and that's just to confirm that you are coming. If you don't show, we charge the credit card $100. I think that that's fair. You show up, no charge. If you phone and let us know that you're sick or something has happened that you can't make it, of course, we're big-hearted and kind people. We're not going to charge you for that. But it's just so that you've got some commitment in the game as well, because what happens when we get close to something that we know is going to make a profound difference in our lives? When we get to that place of going, you know, this is big, this could change things a lot, then fear shows up. And there's something called the universal challenge line. And, you know, you may just think about it being blocked or being stuck. But if you think of where you are and that there's a road between where you are that you have to cross over to get to the other side, if it's something that you really want that's on the other side, that road may seem like a 5-lane, 2 directions full of traffic and semi-trucks and all kinds of things in your way. There's all kinds of reasons that you can come up with for not crossing that road. What belief repatterning does is creates a bridge for you so that you can get across that universal challenge line. You can get to the other side so that you can, in fact, create what it is that you deserve and desire and do it with relative ease. I'm looking specifically for people who want to deepen their personal repatterning skills and that commitment to themselves, and may have a view to becoming a positive self-taught coach or a belief specialist. During that 2.5-day weekend, we will be exposing you to a number of the activities and teachings that are part of the belief repatterning curriculum. The first year of the curriculum is really a focus on yourself, and it involves combination of laser coaching, some online seminars, book study with me, daily practice, weekly practice, monthly practice, and quarterly practices, and then an annual event expanding the learning that you'll have done all year. That is the beginning stage for everyone, and those people who are interested in becoming a belief repatterning specialist, a belief specialist, or a positive self-taught coach, then have the option of the second year. Positive self-taught coaches are those people who want to take this and embed it into what they're already doing, a successful practice that they may already have as, you know, an energy worker or a body worker or a psychologist or a financial planner. Wherever you work with people who have belief systems that get in the way, and that's just about everybody. But if you know that you have a knack for helping people move through stuff, that you're the person in your business or in your career or in your organization where people kind of the go-to person, you will want to have this as a tool in your toolbox. You will learn ways of not only moving yourself through, but ways that you can gently and supportively help others in shifting their language without feeling like you're processing them or counseling them or coaching them. Just in a natural, supportive way, you'll find yourself becoming really invaluable in your organization or in your businesses because people like people who can help people move to where they need to move and show them the way. So positive self-taught coach is a new designation that I've been pulling together based largely on feedback from the people that have been training with me, and they're just like, I want to know how to put this into where I already am. I'm not interested in becoming a belief repatterning practitioner, but I am interested in helping you spread the word, Suze. And so my goal is to have people understand that they can live in this much more supportive and loving place. And that's what the weekend's about and what the ongoing program is about. So what is the belief specialist? Well, the belief specialist is the premium program that I offer. It is a 2-year program. The last 6 months and part of the last year will be with me directly coaching and working with you one-on-one to really perfect your skills and help you become a belief specialist. The belief specialist then can go on and can finish up their practicum and become a full-on belief repatterning practitioner and would become part of our community supporting this kinder and more positive way of being in the world. So, in order to put all of this together and to give it the attention that it really deserves, I realized that I needed to free up some of the time because I had an already busy and full calendar, like most of you. And I realized that in order to do the next piece of my dream, I needed some resources. I needed some time resources specifically and some thought resources. And I looked at all of the things that I was doing and I realized it's time for me to say goodbye to the radio show for the time being. I know when the next book comes out that I'll probably be knocking on Cam's door and saying I'd like to come back to Contact Talk Radio. But until that time, I'm focusing my energy on these in-person, intense weekends where people have significant personal shifts. That sounds like something that you would be up for. I'd invite you to take a look, find out how you can get yourself to Calgary, Alberta, Canada, weekend of April the 8th, 9th, and 10th. You need to provide your own accommodation and your own transportation, but we will provide the workshop complimentary. This weekend used to have a value of still has a value of $14.97, used to have a cost of $14.97, and it is complimentary because I'm looking for people who choose to make a significant shift in their lives and in the lives of others and that want to join me. So, my musings today, I know when it's time for a drink of water, a nap, a walk, or something else that supports me and restores my inner coach. And I hope that those folks that have been listening are coming to understand when that time is for you as well. When your inner coach is just like, I need a little boost here. When my inner critic's voice is so loud that I literally cannot hear myself think, it is simply a reminder to be more supportive of myself. So when your inner critic is showing up, and I discovered it this week, it was like I was being, I call it snarky, just not my usual happy self that can roll with things and navigate things. Things are kind of brushing me the wrong way. And it's because my inner critic was starting to get loud because I just had too many things on my plate. And it's time then to stop, have a drink of water, big deep breath, and reevaluate where you are using your very most precious resource, which is time. Everybody's given the same number of minutes in a day. We're not all given the same number of days in our lives. And the experiences that I've had this year, those of you who have been following, with having 3 of our 4 parents pass within 6 months and a couple of close friends within that first 6-month period of 2015 has really given me pause to go, what do I really want? I've enjoyed a level of success. I'm having fun. I've got a great lifestyle. I have wonderful people around me and an amazing partnership. But what do I really want? And I realized what I really wanted was to make a positive, kind impact on a world that really needs it. We were in London, England, when the attacks happened in Paris in November. And the difference the energy and the vibration in the city of London changed immediately. It was very casual and calm and fun and uplifting on Friday, and on Saturday it was heavy. It was heavy with military presence when people were wondering if the next place was going to be London, and was there going to be more attacks, and was there going to be more problems. And fear took over for a lot of people. And when fear takes over, what I know to be true is that's when it's important for me to just up the love that I send out. When fear takes over for me, and the snark shows up, it's time to be kind and loving to me. And so I took a look at everything that I was doing. And whether I loved it or didn't love it, if it was truly supporting me, I kept it. And if it was time to let that go and explore something else, I let it go. I know that in all of these years of radio shows that there's material for several more books, and I've been being asked to write more books. And will I be? Yes. And focusing on the live events where I get to meet people face to face, nose to nose, and walk you through an incredible experience of meeting yourself, sometimes for the first time, or being reacquainted with who you really are. Evaluating what supports you and what drains your energy is really the crux of belief repatterning. It's feeling into, does this drain my energy or does this support me? And we do that in the moment with belief repatterning, but there's also a place to be doing it with your goals, your intentions, your dreams, and your aspirations, both short and long term. So you will want to pay attention and tune in on the 31st of December, when I'm in conversation with my dear friend Kathleen, and we look at 2015, a year in retrospect. Now, we're not going to go through all the things that happened in 2015. Instead, what she and I will be doing is looking at how you can use your 2015 to ensure that the seeds that you want to plant for 2016 are planted, nurtured, watered, and come to fruition. So that's what will be on the 31st of December. Making sometimes tough decisions to move forward to what you really want can mean that the things that you enjoy are left behind, at least for a time. I remember when I left my teaching career to become a consultant in Calgary with the school board, and as I was with my class for the last time, I was crying, and because I was sad to be leaving them. And one of the students said, you know, if you're so sad to leave, why don't you just stay? And I said, because I'm also equally excited to move forward. And when we find ourselves in that place, you know, maybe you have an opportunity to move to another city and it means leaving friends and family behind. There's that sadness that is there because you something you love. But there's also the excitement. And you know that once you get on the plane or in the car and heading down the road or through the air to that new adventure, that it's okay, that you've made the right decision because you are on path, body, mind, and soul in alignment. Before we go to a break, I want to do a quick repatterning with you around that whole concept of making the decision to move forward, which sometimes is an easy decision and sometimes is a tough one. Especially if you're in a really comfortable place that you really like, but you know inside your heart there's another place to grow, another place to discover who you are. And that's what I'm about. Let's do some repatterning. I'll say it the first time, and then the second time, if you repeat it with me, breathe it in deeply and out deeply. I forgive myself for believing I have to do everything that I'm doing now. I forgive myself for believing I have to do everything I am doing now. And breathe that in and let it go. Let's put my favorite forgiveness statement in here as well. I forgive myself for believing that the way things have been is the way they have to stay. I forgive myself for believing that the way things have been is the way they have to stay. And breathe it in and let it go. I give myself permission to focus on what supports my goals and dreams now. I give myself permission to focus on what supports my goals and dreams now. And breathe it in and let it go. I give myself permission to gain clarity on what supports me. I give myself permission to gain clarity on what supports me. And breathe it in. And let it go. We're now at choice, which is where you start to move over the line. I choose to take a good look at everything I'm doing and focus on what supports my being. I choose to take a good look at everything I am doing and focus on what supports my being. Breathe it in and let it go. I'm just going to do an aside here. We're human beings, not human doings. And often we get so caught up in the busyness that we forget that. But we're really here to be, to experience. And the do is simply a means for experience to happen. It's not the be all and end all. Being is what you're here to do. So let's move to another choice statement. I can do or I can be. I'm choosing to be first, and the do shows up. I can do or I can be. I'm choosing to be first, and the do shows up. You'll enjoy next week's show on the 24th of December, where I'm in conversation with Karen Klassen, and we're talking about the gifts that we bring to the world and how when we show up as ourselves and just be, that the how and the action steps all just kind of seem laid out in front of us with very, very easy and very clear. And when we're spinning around and things are mucky and murky, it's usually because we're not being our best selves. When we rise up, uplift ourselves, raise our vibration, and go to that place of who we really are, that's when the road appears. Let's move to a freedom statement. I am free to support my being today by. Well, this is where you want to pick something that will really support who you really are. I'm free to support my being today by having a cup of tea in front of the fireplace when I finish with my online meeting at 7:30 tonight. I'm free to support my being today by. What's something that you can do specifically that'll really feed your soul? It might be an action like mine was, having a cup of tea in front of the fireplace, but I'm doing it because it supports my being. So think about what are the things that you're thinking about doing or planning on doing tonight, and how do they support your being? And repeat with me, I'm free to support my being today. Bye. Complete it for yourself. The more specific you are on this, the easier it is to have it manifest. And then we'll move to an affirmation. I know what it feels like to support my being. It happened when I. So when the freedom one is looking forward, the affirmation one is looking back. I know what it feels like to support my being. It happened when I. What did you do that really supported your being? Happened when I. The thing that comes to my mind is when I sat down and completed that paperwork task that had been hanging over me. And I just, my whole being felt elated when I finished it last night. So I know what it feels like to support my being. It happened when I. Come up with a specific example for yourself. And then a final surrender statement. I am learning to support my being, and that creates my dreams. I'm learning to support my being, and that creates my dreams. We're going to take a commercial break here, and I'll be back in 2 minutes with more Flipping the Switch. But I'd like you to just, over this time, just reflect a bit on what is it that you really are being? Is it loving? Is it kind? Is it positive? Or is it just way too busy to be those things that you know you really are? That was the awareness I got to. what is it that you really are at your true essence? And how do you be more of that? Something to contemplate. We'll be back in 2 minutes. I'm Suze Casey, and you're listening to Contact Talk Radio. We're flipping the switch together today. Are you ready to integrate belief repatterning into your everyday way of being? Discover effective ways to flip your switch between your own inner critic and inner coach. Changing your thoughts changes your behavior and creates the outcomes you desire personally, professionally, physically, and spiritually. Join me for the teleseminar. Over 3 weeks, you'll receive focused, individualized coached practice time, and we'll walk through the book. I'll support you with more practical suggestions. Your $99 investment also gives you access to our learning center and recordings of all the calls. For upcoming dates and to register, visit beliefrepatterning.com. That's belief, B-E-L-I-E-F, repatterning, R-E, the word pattern, P-A-T-T-E-R-N-I-N-G.com, or call 403-286-9380. Learn how your inner thoughts and self-talk affects your behavior, your energy, and the energy of others. You can and will repattern anything you choose. My gran used to say, a penny for your thoughts, and you know that a mindful daily practice is effective, but who has the time? What if there was a simple, practical, and profound way to focus your subconscious mind? 365 Repattern is an app that sends you a focus word and a positive thought every day, 365 days. Based on my book, Belief Repatterning, the amazing technique for flipping the switch to positive thoughts, 365 Repattern, you can get it at your app store, Android or iPhone. Your thoughts are worth it, and I'm Suze Casey reminding you. You've learned it, now live it. You've read the books and studied the theories, but the practical application is hanging you up. Are you tired of beating yourself up for not living what you know to be true? This is Suze Casey, and I invite you to integrate your learning through easy-to-practice exercise found in my book, Belief Repatterning, the amazing technique for flipping the switch to positive thought. It's available through hayhouse.com or your local bookstore.
Make real changes today. This is Flipping the Switch with Suze Casey.
Hello and welcome back. I'm glad to be with you today. My name is Suze, and we're talking about flipping the switch and welcoming change and allowing it into your life with ease. Call in on 877-230-3062 if you've got any perspectives on this topic, or if you'd like some help repatterning, or if you'd just like to comment on the show. This is our last live show, and as I was mentioning in the first part of the show, a little bit bittersweet because I really enjoyed this time of sharing with you, and will continue to enjoy sharing belief repatterning just in other ways. So you want to make sure that you stay connected. Please jump on to suzecasey.com and sign in on our newsletter. You can also do it from the belief repatterning page, although that site is under reconstruction, and you may have a bit of a challenge finding things there for the next couple of weeks as we dig it apart and reassemble it into something that's more easily navigated. But suzecasey.com works for sure. Another place that you can connect with us is on Belief Repatterning Facebook page or on Suze Casey's Facebook page. I have a personal one as well as my business one. The business one is where I tend to answer the questions about repatterning. And the personal one, well, it tends to be more personal. We'd love to stay connected with you. Another way that you can stay connected is with the 365 Repattern app. This time of year, it's time to get the 2016 version. So just like you take down your calendar, you want to get your new app, allowing you to have a word a day sent. And why is this important? Well, you need to train that subconscious mind to go to the positive for you, because when it does, your world opens up to all kinds of possibilities that you can't even imagine. The show on the 31st, we talk about using your imagination and envisioning what it is that you're wanting for 2016. And if you'd like some support, if you know that sometimes you kind of forget who you are and where you're headed, we'll send you a word each and every day with a little phrase that'll keep you in that repatterning cycle and keep it foremost in your mind, knowing where your thoughts are and which side of the line. I'd love to chat with you. You can call in on 877-230-3062. That's 877-230-3062. Meanwhile, I thought that I would share with you a little bit from the last part of my book, Leaf Repatterning, The Amazing Technique for Flipping the Switch to Positive Thoughts. It was published by Hay House in 2012, and really appreciating how this book has taken the work out into the world. And so I'd like to just give you some more background here. And let's do a bit around holding a space. I know that you've heard me. Let's go here first. Consciously choosing a feeling, because this is what the app is about. At the beginning of each day, I suggest you pick a word that is an emotional state or state of being or an emotion that is energetically on the supportive side of the line. Consciously choosing a supportive emotion for your mind to focus on and your body to feel creates a subconscious walking meditation throughout your day. The word becomes both a guide and a touchstone, providing direction for everything that you do. When I say walking meditation, this is a really important aspect of the repatterning technique. Excuse me. We all know that when we have that time for quiet reflection, that we get great ideas and that the creative part of our mind just springs forward. Unfortunately, most people's lifestyles aren't such that they can find the time or create the time to meditate for 30 minutes or 45 minutes. And so I thought, how do we create as close to possible of that quiet state of mind while we go about our daily activities? And that's one of the questions that I was asking myself when I began the development of the technique. How do I create that quiet space in my mind? Now, it's interesting. I was listening to someone the other day, and I can't remember who said that you're always going to have the chatter in your head, that the chatter never shuts up, that you just need to control it. I thought, whoa, trying to control the chatter is like trying to stop breathing. The chatter is there to get your attention, and if you're trying to control it, that's the fastest way to get stuck, because you're going to get into what I call the push-me-pull-you game. That tug of war back and forth that most of us know only too well. Training your mind to go quiet when you are in the middle of a busy, chaotic day is a wonderful experience, because then it allows you to stay on the creative side and come up with the solutions that will not only navigate you, but the people that are around you, your coworkers, your family, to be able to get to that upside as well. Now, I have people say to me, do you ever fall off the tracks? Yes, of course I do. I'm human. It happens when I'm overtired, stressed, hungry, some way, you know, something's off, experienced a loss. The difference is that because I practice the repatterning technique, I go there for moments or minutes instead of hours or days or decades. And if you would like to experience that yourself, you can. I'm totally excited to be supporting people and helping them through this incredible journey of life to get what they want. It's not meant to be a struggle. It's meant to be joyous and fun. How do I know that? Because we all feel most like ourselves when it's joyous and fun. And you were here, you're placed here, sent here, arrived here, whatever your belief system is, you're here to manifest the best you that you can, and to be that light in the world, to be that presence in wherever it is that you're placed. I'm looking out my window right now, and the tree that is the biggest isn't really the most interesting. There's a tree that's just a little different than the others. It's just grown in an interesting shape, and that's the one that actually makes all the trees look more beautiful. It's your uniqueness that does that for you. And you can't uncover that uniqueness when you're busy spinning yourself out on the what should I do? What did I do wrong? How come I can't? Where did that come from? Oh no. All of that stuff. Getting that mind to quiet down and just be in a relaxed state is the goal of the repatterning technique. And so I developed this choosing a feeling every day as a way of consciously shifting your thought process. Let's go back to the book. The simple habit allows you to consciously build your perception of who you believe yourself to be by trying on new feelings. It integrates seamlessly into everything you do by giving your reticular activating system a clear intention. Now, you may not know that term, reticular activating system. I talk about it earlier in the book. That's the part of your mind that decides where to pay attention. And if you've been paying attention on what's wrong, or what do I have to fix, or what do I have to get better now, you're going to get more things that are wrong, need fixing, and are ill. That's the way it works. If, however, you move your reticular activator to what's more loving, what's positive, what's in harmony, what feels good, you'll get more of that stuff. It's like as if you were counting cars and all you're doing is counting the red cars. You don't see the white and blue ones go by. You're not even open to those possibilities. But when you shift your perception and begin focusing on another color, the ones that you were originally counting are still there. The red ones are still there, but you're not noticing them. It's the same thing with your thoughts. If you're feeling frustrated and depressed, and that's where you're experiencing, and that's what you're talking about, and that's what you're sharing with friends, and that's what you're going on about at dinner, and that's what you're waking up to, and that's what your dreams are about, you're going to get more of it. Consciously moving yourself to a more supportive vibration is like changing the color of cars that you're counting. Those other feelings will still be there, but they won't be prominent, and you won't be noticing them. And it is a habit, and everyone can learn to do it. I've shared this easily incorporated and powerfully impacting daily practice with thousands of individuals. Now, I said that when I wrote this 4 years ago. I'm going to say probably hundreds of thousands of individuals now. And you'll find it an incredibly effective way of raising your energy and focusing your thoughts. Every morning, you prepare yourself physically by showering, getting dressed, and brushing your teeth. Consider belief repatterning to be your emotional hygiene. Another aside, one of my clients said, this stuff is like mental floss. Gets all the gunk out from between. That was kind of a graphic description, but I thought a really good one. You'll feel more in flow by consciously choosing a supportive word each morning. Your first thought of the day sets the pattern. So why not be proactive about choosing that pattern? The first thought of the day is going to choose your pattern. Let's think about waking up with that jarring alarm clock going, wah, and being terrified and fearful. I actually think that one of the reasons that people have so much fear is because they're waking up every day to a startling alarm. One of my clients was telling me today that she has just bought herself a new clock that's a wake-up signaling clock, and basically it just has a light that gets brighter and brighter, and then after a while, the birds start chirping, and it's just a more gentle and natural way of waking up. I'm convinced that the world would be a better place if we eliminated clanging alarm clocks and buzzing alarm clocks that startle you. The first thought of your day is like, wow, I'm under attack. And then your reticular activator is set there. You may not have a lifestyle where you can move to that, but I would encourage you to give it a shot. You know how good you feel on holidays when you can just sleep until your body naturally wakes up. And often in our, at least North American society, we don't allow ourselves to do that very often. Why not? Why not begin to explore the possibility of waking up when your body's ready to? I set an alarm some days because often I'll have clients. This morning I had a client at 8 o'clock, so I needed to ensure that I was up in time. But rather than setting the alarm for the time I thought I needed to get up at, I set my alarm for the last possible time that I knew I could be ready. And then asked my body to get the sleep it needed and to wake up when it felt refreshed. when I do this, I end up waking up usually somewhere between 10 and 3 minutes ahead of my alarm. It's as if my body knows that it would much rather wake up by itself than be jolted awake. And you can train yourself to do this. I can hear people kind of go, oh, she doesn't know me. Well, I don't know you, but I don't know what happened for me. And I was experiencing chronic fatigue. I was sleeping 21 hours a day. And I trained my subconscious mind to wake me up gently when it was time. So you can do that. Your first thought of the day sets the pattern. So be proactive about changing that pattern. And one of the things that you could do to offset that jarring alarm, if you still need it, is select a word daily from a list of positive, supportive words. Where are you going to get that list? Well, there's a couple of options. The 365 app will send you a word every day, and then you can decide if you want that one or you want to pick another one. You could proactively sit down and make yourself a list of things that you want more of in your life, like abundance and health and harmony and honoring and joy and trust. And you could pick one from that. You could jump on my website and order the Pocket Full of Possibilities, 999 word list to up your vibration. You could come to the Flip Your Switch weekend and receive one of those pocketful books complimentary. They're only $10. We're happy to mail them to you, though, as well. It doesn't matter where you get that from, where you get those words from, but any positive emotional word will do. Just don't use the same one every day. You want to vary it up. I discovered, because so many of my clients found choosing one that's challenging, I pulled together that Pocketful and the 365 app just to support people with this. Choose a different word of intention each day. And once you've identified it, you may want to write it down in your journal or write it on your calendar or in your day timer, or use a dry erase marker to write it on your mirror or window. You could also write it on a piece of paper and stick it in your pocket just as a reminder. And then use it in some repatterning statements. So what would you like to define your day with? I'm going to choose harmony as the one to use for the example, but you can choose whatever word you want. And you might have to change the tense of the verb or the tense of the word, the way that it works, in order to make it work. But let's define our day today, and I'm going to define my day with harmony, more harmony. I forgive myself for believing that the way things have been is the way they have to stay. I forgive myself for believing that the way things have been is the way they have to stay. And breathe in and let it go. I forgive myself for believing that it's hard to be in harmony right now. I forgive myself for believing that it's hard to be in harmony right now. I give myself permission to focus on creating harmony today. I give myself permission to focus on creating harmony today. I give myself permission to increase harmony in my life today, consciously. I give myself permission to increase harmony in my life today, consciously. I choose to increase my feelings of harmony as I go about my day. I have some ideas about that. I choose to consciously create feelings of harmony as I go about my day today. I have some ideas about that. Breathe it in and let it go. You'll find that when you say, I have some ideas about that, then all of a sudden your inner coach is like, oh, got to go look for some ideas. It'll start throwing ideas out towards you. Just ask for what it is that you need. It'll work every time. I can stay stuck or I can create harmony. I can't do both. And so I'm choosing to create harmony. I can stay stuck or I can create harmony. So I can't do both. So I'm choosing to create harmony. I'm free to explore new ways of finding harmony in my day. I'm free to explore new ways of finding harmony in my day. I'm just looking out the window at the traffic, and really, it's moving in harmony. Everybody's been respecting the rules and the guidelines, and everything's in harmony. They're all moving towards where they want to go in different directions, but it's working. There's harmony there. And there's also harmony in nature with the snow that's on the trees, and it just feels right. There's something harmonious about it. When I go upstairs after I've finished the show, there's harmony in my living room. Christmas tree lights are on, and that always makes me think of good family times, and that creates harmony. Whatever it is for you, create it. You can do it. You've got this great, big, beautiful mind that's just waiting for you to give it instruction. I know what it feels like to experience harmony. I felt it when I gave Phil a hug this morning. And then I recreate it. I can feel it again. And that just strengthens it. So that's the purpose of the affirmation statements, is finding times where you've had that. Today I experienced being in harmony. I like the feeling. Today I experienced being in harmony. And I like the feeling. Another great surrender statement. I'm open to experiencing harmony 1% more today than I did yesterday. And tomorrow I'll do it more again. I just do it a step at a time. I'm creating harmony. It's who I am. Today I experience harmony by being in harmony 1% more than I was yesterday. Tomorrow I'll do it even more again. Just let yourself do things step by step. And then you can use the word to preview your day. And excellent times to do that are while you're in the shower or making your breakfast, shaving or driving to work, putting on your makeup, depending which you do. Identify and clarify your intention while you go about your morning routines, and that focuses your mind on the upside. So think about the activities you've got planned for the day and set the intention to be in harmony, or whatever the word is, compassion or loving, with yourself and others in these specific situations. Your inner coach might preview your day like this. When I have the meeting with Joe at work today, I'll find a way to have his needs and mine be in harmony. I'll bring our conversation to a place of harmony with my daughter. And when I'm driving around doing errands today, I'll notice how in harmony all the other drivers are. I can do that. So then you go about your day, and if challenges present themselves or you find yourself at a decision point, get your inner coach to focus on your word of intention. So what would be the most harmonious choice right now for me? Or what would a person acting from harmony do in this situation? And that gives you that observational place. And in the evening, just before you go to sleep, you can review your day using that intention. So where did I experience harmony today? And you'll notice where I might that you do in the morning is the same as the freedom statements. And the where did I do it is the same as the affirmation statements. Focusing on your word of the day and keeping a list of the positive attributes that you repatterned will also provide great leveraging ability. Since beliefs always group together, you can tie a new supportive attitude to an already existing supportive belief. And putting these words in places where your subconscious will notice them, you can put them on your screensaver or a sticky note beside your mouse. I've also just brought out this fall a new journal called 365, Flipping My Switch 365. Repatterning, and it is a journal where you can put your word of the day each day. It's got a space, and you just fill in the days as you go. So if you miss a day, it's okay. Just add it in when you pick it up again. And it's each two-page spread has enough room for a week's worth of words and for you to put in where you might experience it and where you have experienced it. If you're interested in that, it's available right now to the end of the year. The 365 journal, as well as a pocket full of possibilities. The retail rate on that is $25 and 75 cents with tax. And that's the price I'm throwing in the shipping for you. So that's my gift to you. If you'd like to have one of those journals, just hop on the Belief Repatterning website and grab yourself one. It's a place that you can then keep track of them, and you'll find that the patterns will start to emerge. So at the end of each week, there's a place for you to look through what the patterns are. And at the end of each quarter, there's a place then to look over the last 3 months and see what the patterns are that are happening for you. I have lots of ways of supporting people, and I feel totally on purpose when I am supporting people and moving to that upside of the line. But I really, really enjoyed the time that we spent together and appreciate and value your listening and your making the world a kinder and more positive place. I'd love to keep hearing from you. And so you know how to get a hold of me. And I'd like to just leave you with the afterword from my book, Belief Repatterning, The Amazing Technique for Flipping the Switch to Positive Thoughts. It's called Next Steps. And I begin the chapter with a quote from Louise Hay. My willingness to change my thinking is changing my life. My willingness to change my thinking is changing my life. Welcome to your lifetime of new experiences. With every breath, every day, everyone has the opportunity to change the way things have always been. In each and every moment, you design your world. Repatterning will change it in ways you can only imagine. Your life experiences will shift. Feel your way into who you truly are and consciously live from a supportive place of joy and compassion. How will you know where to begin? You already have. Feel into your being. If something feels good, strengthen and reinforce it with repatterning statements. If something feels bad or uncomfortable, know you can and will repattern it. By using the repatterning statements in your day-to-day activities, you'll find calmness in your way of being in the world. Approach life from the right side of the line and be gentle and loving with yourself while doing this work. It's all perfect. You are doing exactly what you need to do to learn, grow, and move in your chosen direction in every moment and with every breath. I encourage you to be empathetic with yourself. You will get to the other side of whatever challenges arise. Hold on to that faith and show compassion for yourself. Your now is always changing, and your inner conversations are shaping your future. It's not too late. New breaths are being taken every day, and the opportunity to change the way things have always been is ever present. Take a new breath, feel into who you truly are, and consciously create your life. Clients often ask me how often they should repattern. Repatterning statements are a conversation that you have with yourself rather than words you recite to yourself. The more you consciously practice the technique, the faster you will develop the habits that create positive thinking. And the scripted statements that I've shared through the radio show and in my book just are samples that help you learn to build your own. Rather than waiting till you're physically ill or in a lot of emotional pain to take care of yourself, I encourage you to be proactive. And I often compare belief repatterning to keeping your house. Every day you make meals, do dishes, wipe the counters, regularly vacuum the carpets, do laundry, and make your bed. You tidy up as you go along. And the exercises that I've shared with you over these 3 years are like these daily and weekly housekeeping activities. But when it comes to cleaning out closets, or organizing your garage, or tackling the stuff in your basement, it's always good to have help. And working with a practitioner will shorten the time frame for real and effective change. Similarly, if you're planning on renovating or building an addition to your home, you have the skills to repattern on your own. But renovations are always more successful and are completed faster when you call in a professional. And that's where our practitioners show up. We would be happy to work with you, and you'll find a list of the active practitioners on the Belief Repatterning website, myself, and there's about 20 of them there that are available. So the mastery of repatterning is a bit like mastering the game of chess. You can understand all the moves and rules, but there is an art and an intuition that comes from playing the game. With consistent practice, you'll become confident in your ability to use belief repatterning and integrating the technique into your life in a way that supports you. Everyone experiences the same number of hours in a day. Each moment we choose how to live our lives. Commit to raising the vibration of your inner conversations, improving your interactions with others, and creating more positive and life-giving days. Your thoughts do affect your world. Your world can affect your thoughts, and you are the determining factor. Forgive yourself for believing that change is difficult. Give yourself permission to change your experiences with ease. Choose to speak to yourself the way you would speak to a friend. Experience the freedom of being who you really are. Affirm yourself with acknowledgement and gratitude, and surrender to the truth of you. I'm committed to supporting others who choose to live well, and I invite you to join me in creating the reality of a world where all individuals show up as who they really are, valued and respected for their uniqueness. And it begins by valuing and respecting yourself through developing the habits that will automatically flip your switch to positive thoughts. Each of us is on a journey of creating the best being possible. Travel well. I look forward to our paths reconnecting. And I'll leave you with a quote from Mahatma Gandhi. Man often becomes what he believes himself to be. If I keep on saying to myself that I cannot do a certain thing, it is possible that I may end by really becoming incapable of doing it. On the contrary, if I have the belief that I can do it, I shall surely acquire the capacity to do it, even if I may not have it at the beginning. Take care of yourselves. Know you can, and in fact already are, repatterning anything you choose, and I look forward to seeing you down the path. Take care. Namaste.
The 2020 Mazda CX-9 is designed to elevate every moment with a sophisticated SUV experience. Stunningly crafted with three-row seating, including second-row captain's chairs. Book a test drive at Mazda.ca.